Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Phoebe Yu and Kat Day, who are co-founders of Editude. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
Hey, I'm excited to talk with you, find out what you do and how you change the world, but get us started with your story. What's your background and entrepreneurial journey to this point in your careers?
I'm Phoebe, the founder and CEO of Editude. So I started the company like 9 years ago. So it's been a journey. So before I started Editude, I have also a long career in a home textile space, so that firsthand I know how, you know, polluted the textile industry could be. And at that time, I know a lot of the fashion industry has been pushed by consumer to move to utilize more sustainable material textiles. But the home sector is lacking because it's traditionally is always a little, you know, one step behind the fashion. But people didn't realize that it also utilized a lot of textile, right? Your bedding, like just a queen size, she said, consumes 6 meters of fabric. So that's a lot of impact. But there's not much, you know, innovation going on in that industry at that time. They still use mostly conventional cotton or, you know, some linen, silk, a lot of polyester. There's no high performance, sustainable, and textile offering, and also at a good price point. I think, okay, there's a huge opportunity there. That's why I started Editude.
Yes, and actually, let's dive deeper on what's the story behind the name Editude.
Yeah, Editude means eco attitude. So sustainability. To do no harm on the planet and then on people is definitely our North Star.
Neat. Yeah. Love it. So I think that a lot of people, you know, see this at, you know, if we were on Shark Tank right now, it would be like, wow, what a huge industry and what a huge undertaking. And it's a uproar battle. What are you guys seeing as the biggest challenges that you are attacking right now to, you know, make your mark in the world?
I can take that. So I'm Kat Day, co-founder and president of Editude. I joined about 5 years ago. And the reason I joined after running a few wellness-focused companies and really looking for the next big thing that could disrupt a huge industry, I really fell in love with Editude sheets when I met Phoebe online and she sent me a sheet set and I just fell in love with it. And I realized what an incredible innovation it is, and more people need to experience it. And that's really been our entire, I would say, uphill battle this entire 5 years, is just how do we get more people to even feel the fabric? Because when you feel it, you realize how different it is versus what's on the market today. It really feels like silk, but it's very natural, very breathable. A lot of silk is actually not even breathable. It's really hot. So this feels really good on your skin. And it's hard to convey that in visuals or even in video or, you know, online with text. So we've had to be really creative in terms of how we get more people to try. And I would say that's been a cool challenge to solve. So one thing we did was we actually introduced a 30-night free trial on our website, which means that people can try Editude for 30 nights. They can sleep on it. They can do whatever they want with it. And if they don't like it, they can return it, no questions asked. And that's been such a successful program for us. And we see virtually zero returns. Like, we have less than 4% returns and exchanges, which is unbelievable. It's very low compared to industry standard, because people, when they feel it and they sleep on it, they fall in love with it. They realize how incredible it is.
Those small percentage of returns, what do you do with those when they come back in?
Yeah, great question. So Editude, as Phoebe described, is all about do no harm and sustainability and actually moving towards even regenerative future for us. So not just doing less harm, but bringing back the earth to, you know, a better state than when you found it. So for us, when we take those returns, we have multiple solutions. We just launched our re-commerce site on our website. So if it's just been opened, for example, if somebody just opened the package, didn't even sleep on it, they, for some reason, they changed their minds and they're like, okay, I don't want this. It goes back to our partners and they essentially just put it back nicely into the package, and you can buy it on our re-commerce website at a deep discount. And then other sheets that we accept that have been slept on, for example, or if they have some damage, they get washed, and if they can be restored, they go back to the re-commerce site. If they cannot be restored, we either donate them to pet shelters or find solutions for them. So we're actually upcycling and recycling some of the returns that we have.
Neat. That's awesome.
So yeah, the most simple thing to do if it's really kind of already not usable and you can't do anything with it is to turn it into, for example, insulation for homes. So that's a good usage for something that's really been damaged quite a bit. We actually also accept not just attitude returns. Our re-commerce program allows you to send any sheets to attitude. If you have cotton sheets or whatever sheets you have, you're just like, okay, I'm done with these, but I don't want to put them in the landfill. You send it to us and we give you a shipping label to send it. And as a result, you actually get some credit to spend on our site.
So we want to create
a circular solution for folks.
Yeah, I love that. In fact, it seems like there was a recent Shark Tank episode where they were talking about similar things where it's like, here's this bag, you put it in the office space and we'll put your stuff in it and send it back. And so I think that sustainability is huge. When you're describing what you were describing there, you use the word challenge. And I want to put my Shark Tank hat on and ask this question. What is the problem you're solving? Because your website says, wake up on the right side of the bed with breathable, clean bamboo. That feels good, sounds good, but what's the problem that solves?
Better sleep.
Okay.
That is the most important thing. I mean, attitude is about sustainability, but consumers really just want to solve their personal problems. Sustainability is a factor for some buyers, but not 100% of consumers, mm-hmm. right? But everybody wants better sleep. They want health. They want to live longer. They want to feel energized when they wake up. They don't want to wake up in a pool of sweat multiple times a night. So we really message the comfort first.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah.
So then what is clean bamboo and how did you come up with that? Like, why, if you had the mission for sustainability and better sleep, why did you pick bamboo? And then what is clean bamboo?
Yes, I can speak to that because, well, as my Asian background, we have utilized bamboo for a lot of things for thousands of years. It's really a versatile material and it's the most sustainable plant on the planet. It yields the most fiber per acre compared to any other plants could give you fiber, like compared to tree or cotton. It's just like land efficient. It absorbs carbon. It restores the land. So the plant itself is already super good. But the problem is the traditional or other bamboo textiles out there, which are not clean bamboo, are the bamboo viscose, which they use the old viscose process, which is a very chemical intensive process that use a lot of harmful chemical in the process to try to dissolve, get the fiber out of the bamboo, kind of destroy the natural benefit of the bamboo. Wow. Itself and create a lot of chemical, and then it's harmful for the people making the products, and if it's leaking out of the environment, it's also then damaged environment. So I think then the U.S. government even regulated. You cannot just declare, oh, this is bamboo bedding. You have to say it's bamboo viscose because they cannot greenwash consumers, right? So consumers don't understand the toxic side of viscose. So then we come up with this much cleaner, non-toxic process. That's why we call it clean bamboo, to use an organic compound to subtract the fiber out of the bamboo. And then during that process, it's also a closed loop process. We recycle this compound. We also recycle the water in the system. So it's also super water efficient. And then there's only 2% of wastewater go out and it's already totally cleaned up. So compared to a lot of other textile, our clean bamboo textile has a much lower carbon emission, has way less water consumption. So it's just overall a very much, much sustainable way of produce a high quality textile.
Nice. I love that mission. Tell us a little bit about being a certified B Corp.
Yeah, that was a long journey. It took us 18 months, but well worth it. So actually, this March, we just celebrated 1 year of being B Corp, and we're also very pleased when we get certified. We have a pretty high score. We're happy about it. And the most I like about to be a certified B Corp is that they provide a blueprint for you to kind of look at the five areas of your business. It's not just about the product sustainability. Also, how transparent clean is your supply chain, how you treat your consumers, how you treat your people, how you treat other stakeholders, what's it contribute to the society. So there's a lot of you. Do you have corporate governance? You have to legally change your corporate bylaw to say, hey, I'm a B Corp, then I'm for the benefit, you know, of the bigger good. Yeah. So I think that's definitely a great journey to be on. And we're very excited. In 3 years, we're going to need to recertify. So we'll be excited how we can further even improve that score.
Yes. And because it's all about when people see things like that, like B Corp or corporate social responsibility, it gives the company a halo effect, as I've seen it, because they realize you're just not only out for profit, you're out for good, sustainability, mm-hmm. helping others. Do you guys also have a outreach philanthropic kind of a approach as well?
Yes, we're a member of 1% for the planet, which means that we donate 1% of our top line to environmental nonprofits. And that's been a really great way for us to give back, not just through being more sustainable, but also actually support initiatives by nonprofits and NGOs all over the world that are all about improving the environment. And there are multiple member organizations in this membership umbrella of 1% for the planet. And that's what we liked about it, because they can really streamline the vetting process and the searching for the right partners for us.
Yes, I just love it. And you know, when you can align with these higher values and set yourself up that way, it really distances yourself from the competition. So if someone is out there going, I just thought bamboo was bamboo, and now you're saying that it's, you know, you're educating people. So what are some of the final points you'd like to bring that, you know, some people go, ooh, Etitude is awesome because I didn't really realize that was the case. What are you guys hearing from your customers?
Yeah, I mean, we keep hearing from customers about different use cases. Certainly from generally people are just saying, wow, this is so incredibly soft. This makes my 1000 thread count Egyptian cotton feel like sandpaper. I'm never sleeping on cotton again. You know, when I travel, I bring my Etitude sheets with me. But we also hear from folks with skin conditions, like, you know, they have the eczema or, you know, acne or other sensitivity to certain chemicals and textiles. They can't sleep on anything but Etitude, because Etitude is 100% non-toxic. There are zero harmful chemicals in the growing process of the bamboo and then the entire supply chain. So that's been really great to help people with that. But also, we have an antibacterial version of our fabric, which is infused with bamboo charcoal at the fiber level. Hmm. And that means that bacteria can't grow on your pillowcase or your sheets. And that's really great for preventing any kind of issues if you have asthma or, you know, you're, you know, sensitive to mildew or even to your skin. You know, my skin cleared up in the 5 years that I've been sleeping in Etitude. And I think that's really because of the antibacterial qualities.
Yeah, recently some customer reviews also blow our mind. That's a customer from Australia. She has a teenage daughter who have autism, and she said, our feet is so soft and cooling and calming. That's helps the sensory overwhelming of her daughter. And then, you know, they love so much. And also in Australia, that's considered have, you know, a medical grade benefit to people. They even be able to get reimbursement from the government, like the health in Australia, like we have like universal health insurance, right? They even be able to get, you know, can we get a reimbursement on that? I think, well, that's, you know, blow my mind that that's a huge endorsement, you know.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? But for a long time, we know it's really good for people who are going through, you know, chemotherapy for if they have cancer, because that also make them being hot, their skin super sensitive, difficult to sleep, which actually helps. But for people who have also sensory overwhelming, that kind of symptom, that also helps. That's a new use case. But I'm really just happy that our product can help people live better.
Amazing. And also menopause, we're hearing more and more from folks who are experiencing hot flashes that this is a really amazing bedding because it is moisture wicking and more breathable. And we actually proved that with third-party performance tests that showed that clean bamboo was 24% better at sweat management, 17% more breathable so versus cotton, viscose, and other materials like tencel. So that's really great if you're actually hot at night, where you are experiencing hot flashes, you know, you're sweating at night. This is really great.
Or I would even just say this, like my wife and she's got one of those electric heated mattress pads. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, it's separated. So she turns hers on high. I don't even use it. Because I get hot. So it's like, you know, you have people that have different sleep needs. And so if someone gets hot, whether it's a medical condition or not, I would think that breathable aspect would be very helpful for them as well.
Definitely. And I'm actually a cold sleeper and my husband is a hot sleeper. And we both love sleeping on Etitude because it is just it's thermoregulating, which means that it adjusts to your body temperature, which is really, really great.
That is awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on today. If someone is wanting to get more information on your cause, your mission, and your products, what's the best way they can learn more?
Yeah, they can go on etitude.com, which stands for Eco Attitude, and it's spelled ETTITUDE.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.